Radio Iowa released their initial high school football rankings on Monday for the 2021 high school football season. The only ranked team in the KQWC listening area were the Webster City Lynx, as they were ranked number 4 in the newly minted Class 4A poll. Defending Class 3A state champion North Scott was the top-ranked team in the new Class 4A. The Lynx finished the regular season in 2020 ranked number 7 in Class 3A in the Radio Iowa poll. No other area teams were ranked in the Week 1 poll. South Hamilton, who finished the regular season ranked number 5 in the Class 1A poll, starts the season unranked in 2021. Ranked opponents on the Hawks schedule include Class 2A number 6 West Marshall and the number 6 team in Class 1A, South Central Calhoun. Eagle Grove will also be playing the 6th ranked Titans in district play. Last year's state runners-up, the Mae Meter Bulldogs, are ranked number 1 in Class 1A. Clarion Goldfield Downs was also not ranked in the Week 1 poll, but does see a district foe in this week's rankings in the Southeast Valley Jaguars. Central Lion George Little Rock steps in as the number 1 team in Class 2A in the Week 1 poll. Webster City Volleyball saw their first action of the regular season on Monday night as they traveled down to Roland Story to partake in a quadrangular at Roland Story High School in Story City. The Lynx finished the night 2-1 with a pair of wins over South Hamilton and Central Springs and a loss to Roland Story, who is ranked 14th in Class 3A, according to the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. South Hamilton made the short trip from Jewel to Story City and finished the night 0-3. However, the Hawks were very competitive throughout the night, forcing Webster City into extra points during the first set of the night. The Hawks returned to action with hosting a triangular tonight in Jewel with Southeast Valley and Eagle Grove. Webster City returns to action on Saturday, August 28th with the St. Edmunds Invitational in Fort Dodge. The Lynx are scheduled to play St. Edmunds, Pocahontas area, and Algona, Bishop Garrigan. The Eagle Grove volleyball team will be in search for their first victory since the fall of 2018 when they traveled to South Hamilton to play at a triangular on Tuesday night. The Eagles returned some key pieces from their 2020 squad, including seniors Emma Thull and Maddie Blumgren and juniors Alex Sajeski and Braxton Style. Eagle Grove will face off with the South Hamilton Hawks as well as the Jaguars of Southeast Valley. The event is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. in Jewel. KQWC will carry coverage of the Eagles' match with Forest City on Thursday night at 7 p.m. The Associated Press released their first and second preseason All-American teams on Monday, which made plenty of buzz in the college football world. Iowa State saw three members of its squad make the teams, which was tied with Notre Dame for the most individuals from one school on the team. The Cyclones had all three selections land on the first team ballot, with running back Breece Hall, tight end Charlie Kohler, and linebacker Mike Rose all nominated. The Iowa Hawkeyes also had a member of its 2021 squad make an appearance as an AP preseason All-American. Center Tyler Linderbaum was named first team preseason All-American in addition to the three Cyclone players. Linderbaum's name has constantly been tossed around as one of the best individual offensive linemen in all of college football in 2021. With local sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.